Hey everyone, Owen here. Just wanted to jump in at the top and give you all a quick little disclaimer about this episode of Think of the Children. First of all, thank you for listening to it. We really do appreciate that. However, I come bearing some bad news. We had some pretty bad technical problems in this episode, mainly involving Jay. I think his entire fucking sound card crashed or something, and all his Audacity settings got fucked. The first half, it's not noticeable, but the second half, it sounds like he is going through a tunnel the whole time. Obviously, I didn't realise this until I sat down to edit the show. So, unfortunately, there is going to be some bad audio on Jay's end for the latter half of the programme. But, that said, the content of this episode is still really, really good. Again, if bad audio is a problem for you, I get it, skip this one. If not, and you're just here for the content, then thank you for coming out, and it's going to be good. So, again, 1,000 apologies for the shitty audio that will precede this message, I guess. And enjoy. It's a really good episode. We've got a guest this time. I hope you enjoy yourselves. Take care. Enjoy the episode. Okay, bye.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, 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 I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premier podcast where we ruin your childhood, and I changed all my passwords to incorrect, so whenever I forget, it will tell me your password is incorrect. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Little, and I'm blown away by that wisdom.
That was a quote from The Office, don't you know?
Oh. I've never watched The Office.
I mean, who has? Who has the time these days, you know?
I mean, I do.
We all do. So, Jay, we're going to get started with the pot. Wait, what? Hey, Dave, swerve!
Dave,
you need to swerve! Fuck! Jesus!
Oh. Dave, no! Oh, God.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Was that... Okay, now, this is going to sound heartless. Was that a dog?
I don't know. It yelped?
Listeners, if you don't know where what's happened, we have just hit something with our vehicle.
Yeah.
Should we go... Okay. We should go outside and investigate. Let's go.
Yes.
Okay.
We get a rock, though, or
get
a gun.
Get a rock or a gun.
If it's a deer or even a person, we may have to put it out of its misery.
Hey, if it's a deer, we could sell that carcass for good cash.
We also could just eat it. Oh.
We could do that, but look, we're not poor, Jay. Jesus
Christ. We are, though.
Well, I mean, we're not that poor, but like, okay, look, we're meandering. Let's go see
we
what
we live in a van.
Yeah. Not by choice. Let's go see what that thing is.
Most people who live in vans don't live in vans by choice, my dude. Hate to break it to you.
Oh, fuck. It's a dude is the problem.
Oh, no.
Hey, bud.
I'll get the gun.
Hey, buddy. You okay? Load it. He sounds injured. Load it. I ain't taking
a
risk.
I'm okay. Oh, is that a gun? What the? Oh, Jesus. What is wrong with you people? I'm fine.
Hit him again, and then we'll pretend that the gun didn't happen.
Dude, what the fuck? That's dark even for me. You okay? You okay down there, Fred? Let me help you up. Sorry. What's your name, pal? Who are you? And what podcast projects do you work on?
Hi, my name's Steve. How did you know I had a podcast? My name's Stefan Ado. I'm host of the world's number one rated comedy dinosaur podcast hosted by a New Zealander. Talking with dinosaurs. Why did you hit me with your van? I was like, you had plenty of time to stop. What is wrong with you people?
Well, we didn't have time to stop. Dave did. But it's kind of like the trolley problem, except Dave doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, Dave does not have concept of human ethics. He is a clone man, we think. Listen, look, okay,
yeah,
I feel
sense then.
Yeah, I feel terrible. Do you want to, where are you headed, friend? We can give you a lift. Maybe you can join us for a spell.
Well, I was going to the vet to visit, well, it's none of your business who I was visiting at the vet, but I think they should be able to set my arm here, because,
I mean, yeah. what are cows if not just like bigger leathery humans? So like, they can definitely help.
I've been saying that for years. Thank you very much. Finally, someone agrees. I'm just saying, look, it's none of your business who I'm going to visit, and I am definitely not married to a lizard. And okay, we don't need to talk about that anymore. I'm not married to a lizard, and I'm not visiting them in the vet.
It's odd that you brought that up unprompted.
Can I? All right. It's very nice to meet you, Stefan, and we're sorry that our clone friend, a clone we own, hit you with a bus. But can I talk to Owen? Can I just talk to my friend here quietly for a moment? Can you just come with me?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's fine. We've all been here. It's fine. This happens.
Okay. I don't know if it's because we hit him with a bus, but I think this man is definitely married to a lizard, or at least believes he is.
I definitely think he's married to a lizard, is the thing. Yeah, I think he's either definitely married to a lizard or thinks he's married to a lizard.
He does a dinosaur podcast, so like that tracks with his...
Which is an objectively cool idea for a podcast.
It is objectively cool. I wish we'd come up with that instead of this.
I wish we did
a
dinosaur podcast instead of this show. Look, let's go take him to see his lizard wife, and maybe then he'll forget that we hit him with a bus.
Yeah,
sound good? I can hear you. I'm not married to a lizard, okay?
Okay.
Not married.
Sure thing, bud. Wink. Come
totally down. Totally down with the with the lizness. See what I did? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I see what you did. It's like it's like business, but with lizard. Step inside the van, please. Please come in. Come in. Make yourself at home.
This is surprisingly roomy in here.
Yeah. We had to throw out a lot of my uncle's weird shit that he kept in back in here.
I do like that you've got that tiger throw against the window. That's very cool.
That is very cool and good. Yeah. And
is it velvet? Ooh.
It is. It's a tremendously luxury. It's the only thing of luxury we still own.
Yeah, but it's not actually, thankfully, tiger, because we just kind of broke into like a haberdashery shop and took some felt.
Yeah.
So.
Ah,
yeah.
Nice.
Dave went fucking ham on it with some scissors to cut it into a sort of pelt shape, but it's kind of the shape.
Which is weird because neither of us are into like displaying animal furs. We don't really know. Nah. We don't know if that's like part of his... like previous life in some capacity. I'll be honest, Dave scares me sometimes.
Dave frightens me, but like there is a reason he survived the invasion by the Iron Brew, the Iron Brigade, and none of the other clones did.
I fear nothing but the Kraken and Dave.
There does appear to be steam just emanating off him at the moment. Is that normal?
That's in my experience with Dave, that is normal kinda. Yeah.
There is a bit more. It may be that he's angry at himself for failing to finish the kill. Don't take that personally, though, because he looks at me that way sometimes.
He is a killing
machine. And I've woken
machine.
Up with, like, open stab wounds before.
Okay, Dave, wagons roll. Let's get this fucking show back
that's
on. Let's get this show on the road, Dave. Wagons roll. Let's do this shit. Stefan, we're about to record an episode of our podcast. I don't know if you're interested in joining us. Do you know us? Do you know the things we do here? Are you familiar with our grim legacy?
No.
Oh. Good. That's good. That the last 50 episodes of us expanding our global reach have really fucking done a good number on us then. Excellent.
Look, I just got hit by a fucking van. I have no idea what's going on. I think you guys might be taking me to an alley to murder me.
We're taking you to the vet to see your not wife. See your not lizard wife.
Oh, right, yes. Not wife. Yes. This really seems like the kind of van I would use to escape hitmen for a while, though.
Yeah. It's funny you should mention that. We are, in fact, currently on the run from Ismay Hutton and her terrible Iron Brigade as she tries to track us down and murder us because we did Jumanji her and her friends. And that's on me. But in the meantime, we're still trying to make money. We ruin childhoods here.
Excellent. That's good. Because you know what? Fuck childhoods.
Fuck childhoods, am I right? It's full of bullying and confusing emotions.
And no one stops you eating all the candy. It's too much candy, kids. You're not allowed at all.
I remember one time I was told I could eat ice cream for breakfast, and it was the worst day of my life because I hated every moment of it.
All I remember from my childhood is the taste of blood.
Jay's backstory is consistent, at least. So before we
it always involves murder and child combat in some way.
Before we get started, then, I do need to ask Jay, as the dirty money boy of our organization, how did the last product we do last week? Now, here's the thing. I haven't actually uploaded the next episode yet. I haven't uploaded the 53rd, 4th episode yet. So I don't remember what it is. So I hope you fucking do, because I don't.
I don't. But there was a letter written on human skin, written in an indiscernible language. It might be French, but I can't tell because I don't speak French. So, but that was weird. But wrapped up in a bag, possibly made of some other kind of skin, was a 3 straight up rubies.
Ooh.
One of which Dave did eat.
Luckily, Dave doesn't have a traditional digestive system, so it will just come out the other end. If anything, cleaner.
Probably. He purifies gemstones as a hobby, and I've just started to realize that's probably how he does it.
Probably. Just eats fucking just scrans a ruby, mate.
Do you remember when we made Waluigi as like a Lovecraftian god? I think we just made Dave.
I think Dave has had more power than we originally thought he would have.
Dave is our patron.
We love Dave. We worship the Dave here. So then I think we should get started. Normally I'd ask how everyone's doing, but we kind of did. Stefan's not doing so great because we did hit him with a van.
Yeah, arms aren't supposed to bend in 8 separate directions.
Oh, no, that was like that before. That's fine. Don't worry.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Don't question it.
I wasn't planning on it. And it's, again, weird that you bring that up unprompted. So let's move. Let's just get into the podcast then, baby. Let's do the thing we do. Let's ruin some childhoods. It's tradition here to let the guest go first then. So, Stefan, do you have anything you want to ruin for us today?
I do indeed. Apart from, you know, my bodily functions with a van, I was thinking, have we got any fans of Bad Jelly the Witch here?
I have no fucking idea what that is, but I must know immediately.
I love it already.
Okay, so this is actually, so obviously as you can tell from my accent and my introduction, I am Antipodean. I am from New Zealand, but this is actually something English. It's a Spike Milligan, can't remember if it was a radio play originally or a book, but it's pretty much, it's a story of 2 little kids who take their cow Lucy and they get lost in a fantastical world. They are captured by the evil Bad Jelly the Witch, and then they're escaped. God comes at one point.
What?
There is a giant that runs away to Bear Bottom Land after getting fucking pantsed. It's a wild ride, and I can tell you, I don't understand why this isn't like a thing everywhere. My little corner of the world.
That's... How do more people not know about this? This is amazing.
God intervenes
as they escape.
It was a BBC radio play.
God intervenes at this game, and then the witch is destroyed when she attempts to scratch God's eye out. Like,
what the fuck?
What? This is biblical.
That's amazing.
This is incredible. How have I not heard about this before?
I have no idea, but I can tell you that in New Zealand, it's essential reading in New Zealand for childhood. It was... it was massive. It played on radio all the time. I remember in kindergarten, I showed it to my best friend at the time, and he cried and cried and cried. I then didn't see him for about 12 years until we both went to the same high school again, and he had no memory of me whatsoever. But as soon as I mentioned Bad Jelly the Witch, he just freaked out. Like, this show had such a massive impact on his life that he had blocked all memories of the ages 4 to 6, but could not escape the fear he had of Bad Jelly the Witch.
I think this thing's doing our job for us, but because like just from that story, that boy's childhood's been ruined by this thing.
It's really weird because if you go on the wiki, the image of Bad Jelly the Witch on the Wikipedia has triggered 2 childhood memories, which I did not even realize I possess, and I'm desperately, quietly, so as not to disrupt the flow, trying to find them. But you know the poem, I don't know if it's the poem, it's like, it's a story, The Highwayman?
Yes, The Highwayman, yeah.
I think we might have talked about this on the podcast, but I remember, when I was in primary school, like year four, we read that poem, but the version we read came with artwork that was absolutely fucking terrifying. And I don't know, like, I was going to send you 2 separate images.
While Jay's searching for this, I do want to sort of, like, a bit of trivia about this this thing before we really get into it. When it was becoming, when the audio version for the BBC was getting planned, they wanted to remove God from the story. Because the BBC said you are not to put God on the same level of goblins, same level as goblins. To which Milligan replied that goblins, fairies, and God all exist, which is a fucking power move, if you ask me.
That's insane. Imagine I like to imagine he took that all the way up to the priest, like to the Pope as well. He's like, listen, Francis, I know you. I fucking found this image and it's fucking even worse than I remember. Sorry, that completely threw me off. But he takes it all the way up to France. He's like, fuck you, dude. I don't know where, who, which Pope, how, when did this, how old is this guy? I doesn't give a shit. Pope Francis, he came to Pope Francis as a ghost to remind him that, that they are real. Right. So it reminded me of this image from the Highwayman. He's the stable hand and he is the worst.
Oh, I do not like
him. Oh my God.
That, they showed that to me when I was like fucking seven.
Yeah, that's good.
And I, we literally, like, we had it on one table, and like, I could not turn that picture over and no one else could either. And we got that picture. Everyone else got like the Highwayman. They got like a cool picture of like him riding up the road to the house. They got the stable, like the woman who owned the stable or whatever. And then they had like the full moon in the woods. And we had Satan and also apparently Bad Jelly the Witch. I will never recover from that.
That is legitimately my sleep paralysis demon. Like, that
oh,
is,
it's so,
that
I don't,
sits on my chest when I can't wake up. That is horrifying.
It's so creepy, and I don't understand why you would show that to children.
So let's go for Bad Jelly the Witch. Let's try and ruin this fucking, this. Although, again, I don't really know what else we can do to it, because the Christian God fucking smites a witch for trying to scratch his eyes out, and that's very good.
I just suddenly thought of something. I'm not so up on UK current events, but Spike Milligan wasn't one of the BBC personalities who had their reputations ruined, I'll say, recently, is he?
I sure as fucking hope not. Depends. Yeah. He is dead. He did die in 2002, so I think he's fine. So we're good on that front. We are good one. On.
Yeah, there's nothing in his like.
I don't see the word controversy appear on his Wikipedia contents page.
This isn't going to be like when we did that fucking. This is going to be like when we did that Swedish fucking kids book and found out that it was actually horrific.
Oh, we did like Pippi Longstocking and it was like the most racist shit. Yeah.
That was it.
Thanks, Bonnie. You fuck. So yeah, Bad Jelly the Witch. How can we ruin this then? Does anyone have any ideas for this one?
The thing is, from the. Meet a magical enchant. They are captured by Bad Jelly the Witch, then rescued by an eagle. God intervenes as they escape. The witch is destroyed when she attempts to gouge God's eyes out. That just kind of reminds me of Preacher.
Okay.
And I would like to
I think this is a big influence on Preacher, to be honest.
Yeah, it sounds it from the fucking, like Preacher is, I don't, Owen, have you seen any of Preacher?
I've not, no.
It is absolutely fucking mental.
I've read like bits of the comic, but I haven't.
It's very good. It's very good. But like the show is so crazy and so weird and so good. But it does have the same sort of, even this image exudes the same energy as the show. And I would love to see a modern reinvention of this with like all that shit. Maybe set in the same cinematic universe. I don't fucking know. I want one of the kids to be played by Joseph Gilgun just because I love him. He can play Cassidy. We could just redo that.
But how can we make it? How can we make it worse? Because I very much like the religious element.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to lean hard into that.
Could you make it more blasphemous? Have Bad Jelly successfully gouge out God's eyes and create a world?
Oh, maybe this is a what if version where like it's a it's a sequel to Bad Jelly the Witch where Bad Jelly wins and kills God, and now we live in her world.
Bad Jelly.
We live in Bad Jelly's world.
This is very Epic of Gilgamesh. I like it. It's very good. Fucking gouge out the eyes of your lord to prove that you are mightier. And then you live in a world without God. And that's very good. And then you teach the children that it turns out goblins are in fact more powerful than the Christian lord. I don't know. There's something very good about that for me as a goblin fan. That's very good. I kind of like that. Have it at the end just sort of like, you know, Bad Jelly the Witch standing on the corpse of God, running in this weird fucking art style, and just like, and you know, and then there was no light anymore, for now Bad Jelly the Witch's shadow is cast upon the land.
Or, like, before that it's all live action, but as the show goes on, and Bad Jelly starts, like, we don't just start with, like God. She works her way through the angels, like Michael, Gabriel,
slays the
all
seraphim.
The good ones. She just starts fucking like murdering them all, and then like as the show goes on, it becomes more and more like animated and like that artwork. Or alternatively, if you really want to fuck with people, like the artwork of the Highwayman that haunts me forever now. I just nightmarish.
I'd like to think, like, after God's, she's slayed God and the choirs of angels, and all that's left to defend humanity is Lucifer and the army of demons, who are desperate to stop Bad Jelly, not for, you know, any sense of benevolence or anything like that, but just out of a sheer self-preservation.
And then the demons escape to Mars, and then she becomes the Doomslayer.
Yeah, that's it. Even before that, though. We have this whole thing of, like, there's a war between demons and Bad Jelly before they retreat, and Satan comes up to save them, and it's a Devil Man Bad Jelly.
Yours is better. We'll go with yours. Devil Man Bad Jelly.
So we can link it in, because the devils lose and then run away to Mars.
And then it becomes Doom Eternal 2016, 2019, 2020 video game.
Time is irrelevant when Bad Jelly is God.
Under her watchful gaze, there is no time. There is only Bad Jelly the Witch. Oh, fucking hell.
It is always the witching hour.
Have you guys heard of Bad Jelly the Witcher 3? It's the best RPG of all time, I swear. Okay.
Oh man, gamers are going to be talking about that one for decades to come.
I know, right? Fuck. Okay, let's move on. So I think that's all good. Let's go. Okay, Stefan, here's the problem I've got. You're getting a lot of blood on my tiger skin now.
I mean, the good news is it makes the tiger skin look a lot more badass. I mean, you know, it's more of an epic battle tiger skin than it is a cutout shot print now.
That is true. I may cut some rad scars into it or something to scare off any... Yeah.
If my childhood has taught me anything, though, the beasts of the savannah have a different scent of blood than humans. Speaking of the savannah and human blood, if you want to stop the bleeding, viper venom coagulates human blood, so you could use that.
Okay, that's actually useful. Okay, so we'll pull over. I was going to try and find a pharmacy, but fuck it, we'll use viper venom, because that sounds better. You're cool.
I know a viper farm around here, so that works well.
Oh, hey! Useful. Okay, let's pull into that viper farm. I'm going to find you something to buy down on, and we'll go and do the ads while we do that. Okay.
Cowing around, crushing the stalks, stomping the bag. The crop.
Okay, now just hold still. This is gonna fucking hurt, but you're gonna need to just go with me on this. Now bite down. Just be careful. I'm gonna do it. You ready? You ready? Jay, hold him still. Hold his fucking arm.
Sure.
Make sure it doesn't swallow his tongue. Okay. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, and here we go. Yeah, there it is. Okay, it's good. It's good. Worst part's over. Worst part's over. Okay, you good? You good?
Oh, I haven't.
He's
I
hysterical.
Haven't finished that hard in a long time. Thank
He's
you.
He's hysterical. Jay, slap him. He's hysterical. Okay, good. Listen, man, you're in the van. It's shotgun rules. I don't know what to tell you.
The adrenaline will kick in soon. Trust
yeah,
me.
You'll be fine. Good news, though. That viper venom almost definitely isn't going to reach your heart, so...
Yep.
You know, in hindsight, I think that's actually a cobra.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's fine.
Split the difference. You've seen one snake, you've seen them
YOLO.
All.
YOLO.
Yeah.
We're going to a vet. Like, they can sort you out. You'll be fine.
Plus, I'll have actual viper venom, though, so it's fine.
This isn't my first go with reptile venoms in my system. We'll be fine.
But you know what doesn't have reptile venom in them, though? It's the good desserts at Slurp, a dessert store. Slurp. Slurp is a dessert store. It's in Oswald Street. It's located on Church Street. And they all have the kind of good stuff you need in case you are afflicted with terrible reptile venom and you need to distract yourself by just fucking pounding down a waffle.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that the Slurp will not save you from viper venom.
Slurp might save you from viper venom. It's worth a try.
Your odds of being cured by Slurp's desserts are low, but they're never zero. That's an important fact. You can quote me on that. Don't, for legal reasons, but you can if you want to. But I will sue you for it.
I will sue you for slander and libel.
Yep.
If you go to Slurp and you mention our show, you can get 10% off your order, which is real good. So go to Slurp, you big dumbos, and get yourself some. Up next, then, we need to talk about my best friend for the week. I have a Twitter profile for this podcast. I don't know if you... Stefan, are you familiar with Twitter?
Is that the noise that the birds make as my lizard bride eats them? I mean, not lizard bride.
It is that, but it is also a very good website that allows you to watch the current apocalypse happening in real time, which is a real, very useful feature. I'm sure you'll agree. however, it also allows you to see all the good updates that we have about our program and the things around it, such as any other stuff we're doing. If you go over to our Twitter, it's at TOTCcast. That's at TOTCcast, just like everything else. And follow us. You might get a little shout-out on the show. You might get a little shout-out. Much like, and I apologise in advance for this one, because there's a lot of consonants next to each other, and my dyslexic ass is trying so hard. Much like my new friend, Morgana loves and appreciates Luke Skywalker at... Oh, fuck. It's at Shim Sickle? I think it's that. I'm sorry if I'm wrong, Morgana, but we appreciate you, and you're a good egg. And thank you for following us, and for all the good work that you're doing. We love you, and you are my best friend.
Schwimsicle, I think it is.
Schwimsicle. That makes more sense.
Yeah, Schwimsicle. Sure.
Yeah, let's go with that. If that's wrong, please contact us and tell us to correct ourselves. I have a feeling I'm going to be saying your name a lot for reasons we'll get into at the end of the episode. And so, okay, I think that's good. So the Viper Venom's coagulating pretty good. Should
is it supposed to turn black like that?
I was gonna say, should it do that?
That's the necrosis.
Oh, that's fine then.
It's got the word necro right in it. That doesn't sound great to me.
No, that's fine. It means it's dead, so it's easy to remove and replace with prosthetics. Owen, do you think these arms are real? Idiot.
Trust me, in this day and age, having removable limbs is actually pretty ideal. It just really cuts down on the contamination.
Exactly. Yeah. You got like a rocket fist as well, that's useful.
Yeah.
I am Android 16. It's a scientific fact.
Get yourself two sexy blonde men to call you over the radio with your prosthetic arm. You're fucking set. That was a deep cut.
I don't think that was so deep. I don't even think I got it. Fucking hell. Okay, let's get back to the episode then. Let's get back on the open road and let's try and find this fucking vet so this guy can find his lizard bride or whatever.
We're not married. Not a lizard bride. Just gonna
lizard
go
life lizard life partner.
I mean, listen, we're not here to judge. Whatever you choose to do in your own home.
Do you fuck lizards? Because I'm gonna feel very different about putting cobra venom in you if you do.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm not denying that. Definitely, I mean, definitely
on,
a.
The man's not an animal.
But I'm not married.
I mean, we've all had sex with a government official at some point in our life.
I mean, they're just so sexual. We
need to get back on the road because we need to get to the vet. I think I need a shot for nausea.
I think I need quite a lot of drugs to deal with what you guys are putting down.
I think I need the cobra venom in the mouth.
Yeah, I think I should probably be locked up, to be honest.
Dave, drive the fucking car, please!
Dave, go! Okay, we're back on the road then. Let's get these fucking wagon reels rolling. Let's talk about the next one. Stefan, you got another one you want to serve up for me?
I do.
Jay has one. Ooh,
thank goodness.
I have, this is from the original one with the Badger and the Witch. And this is, again, a very deep cut from my childhood, akin to the Highwayman. They are not... I say akin to the Highwayman in that they both come from the same sort of deep childhood memory, but they are very different. It is a childhood book from the early reader set of books called The Three Little Witches, and it is about three witches called Zara, Ziggy, and Zoe.
We've accidentally done a sort of theme episode.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of into it.
This episode is called...
Son of a Witch.
Son of a Witch.
Son of a Witch. Get it? Because it's
Witching
a pun.
Witching
hour.
Can you explain it? It's...
Oh, okay, so the word is bitch, but if you replace the double, if you place the B with a W, it becomes witch. And then,
oh, I see.
And that's a very funny
thing. What if we just call this episode The Witcher 3?
But what if we just call this episode The Witcher 3, though?
Yeah, now, The Witcher 3. Could we call it The Witcher 3?
I mean, yeah. I don't think there's anything legally stopping us. I mean, I haven't heard of anything else called The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
No, I mean, statistically, the likelihood of something else being called The Witcher 3 seems highly unlikely.
The word Witcher is made up, and then there's a number at the end of it? What?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good password. That's all I'm saying.
Your password might be incorrect,
but my password is
Stefan is thinking of the video game and book series, and also now Netflix TV show, The Wizarder.
Oh, The Wizarder, of course.
Yeah.
It is a little bit
I understand
smart.
The confusion.
I have the New Zealand version, The Warlocker. which is also where you keep your guns.
There's... Don't forget the Welsh and Scottish version, the Druida. Druid,
the religious version, the cleric.
It's an objectively shit bit, but like,
I was trying to think of where Shaman was, and then I was like, no, wait, rule of three.
You're good. You did it. I'm proud of you. Thank you. A comedy real good. Oh, fuck me. Okay, so speaking of rule of three, the three little witches then.
Yeah, so they live, right, so here's the description. I couldn't find a Wikipedia article. I'm really upset because I loved this book as a kid. And it is just to teach you reading, but they all go to like witch school and shit. It says these three witches who live in together in a magic wood. I think they live in a pumpkin, but I can't find any pictures of the book itself. I just remember they was in a pumpkin. They have a black cat. So yeah, so Wizard's Wings school moves from place to place. That was it. The school's Wizard's Wings, and they're planning a Halloween party, but there's another witch, Melissa, who is naughty and out to make trouble. And that's the whole book.
Okay.
And I just needed to talk about it.
I don't want to be that guy, but wasn't this an anime called My Little Witch Academia or whatever the fuck
it's called? There was My Witch Academia or something. Yeah.
Is that not the anime adaptation of this book?
That is, which means that we've locked ourselves off from that path, which is our usual path. We've
already done that. Well, normally we just say make it an anime, but we can't do that.
So now I think I have an idea that is very stupid, but potentially very funny.
You're not going to use the make it JoJo's Bizarre Adventure bullet
No.
Okay, good.
It's the three little witches. It's just Henry Cavill in three different wigs.
That's very good.
Oh, yes.
Fucking hell. The book is exactly the same.
Yeah. But it's just instead of drawn, everything else is drawn, but the three little witches are replaced with pictures, like photographs of Henry Cavill in a bathtub.
In a bathtub. Yes.
In a bathtub. Irrelevant of the context.
At the start of the book, like a disclaimer, witches classically fly around on brooms. However, witches fly around in bathtubs. So when they're like flying to school, it's just him. It's like him in a UFO. And you know, UFOs like spin around.
Yeah.
It's just him spinning around in a bathtub.
All the other students are on their fucking brooms, and then you got Henry Cavill fucking rufflecoptering in a bath, and then two other Henry Cavills in different wigs, also in baths.
It's just like a chorus of fuck. It just continues.
Just okay.
You've got this spell wrong. Fuck. And that's the show.
That's very good. And she, all the other children are like, you know, child sized, and then you've got these three giants that are Henry Cavill in three different.
If we really want to dial in on the fucking fan service of Henry Cavill, we just have him wearing like undersized school uniform and he just flexes
yes!
all the time.
Yes, that's very good. It doesn't quite. It's like a child's uniform on his body. Three times.
I think this has just awakened something in me I wasn't prepared for.
This might possibly be the best one we've done ever. Real quick, does Henry Cavill have Twitter? Let's be honest.
Do you want me to send you a picture so you can send a reference for what you want to?
Yeah. Because let's be honest, Henry Cavill isn't fucking doing anything at the moment because no one is.
Oh my god, if this is fucking how we get this goddamn segment to actually come up with something, I'm gonna fucking scream.
This is how we get the blockening to do stuff. Because then no one can leave their house.
No.
So what else are they gonna do? I know, let's go on this comedy podcast.
Oh, there's like different versions of it. I hate it.
I don't see Henry Cavill's Twitter, which is very unfortunate.
No, there's a lot of like fake ones, but
yeah. Fuck.
Wait. Does he have Instagram?
He has to have Instagram, right?
Yeah. You can't look like that and not have Instagram.
Yeah, you've...
That's just unfair to anyone.
Yes, there's a lot of sexual awakenings that will just won't happen if he doesn't have Instagram.
Okay, I'm going to send I'm going to log into Instagram for the first time in 100 years.
God, he's just too handsome. It's not fair.
And I'm going to send Henry Cavill a message on Instagram. Wait, how do I do that?
Here he is with two different horses.
Do I have to follow him first? How do I Instagram? Someone that
I don't know.
Someone that isn't a boomer. Someone that isn't a fucking boomer. Tell me how to Instagram.
There's like a message thing, isn't there?
Oh, he must have it turned off. Fuck.
I don't blame him really, because if you look like that, you have to block people.
Yeah, fair. Okay, that's unfortunate. We can't get in touch with Henry Cavill, which is a shame. But if anyone doesn't have the contact info for Mr. Cavill, tell him we're very interested in a project. Okay, then. I think we've got time for one more, and I think it's only appropriate that the guest play us out, so to speak. So, Stefan, have you got another one for us?
I do.
This needs to be the big finish, and bear in mind, you need to follow what we've just done, so good luck.
Nothing can do that. That's not fair.
If you fail this, we will hit you with the bus again.
If it means not getting hit by the bus again, I might be down with that. And also, Dave just keeps looking at me like that.
He does that. Yeah.
Okay. Are his eyes usually glowing?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Okay.
They never glow that particular color before.
I don't even know if that was a color before he started glowing eyes.
I actually can't even describe what color that is. Yeah. That's something entirely new.
It's almost like a color out of space.
Yeah. If you've read Discworld, it's got a very octarine feel to it.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Man, I'm just pulling in the deep cuts of this episode.
Okay, Stefan, hurt me. Give it to me.
Okay, this is another one that I'm really quite certain is fairly regional specific, but it's Harry McCleary from Donaldson's Dairy.
Unfortunately, and I hate to be that guy, we have had that one.
Have we?
No.
Ismay did it on the episode we Jumanji'd her. But
more reasons
hers was shit, so we're happy to do it again.
Okay, well, no, let's go for another bit of the series. Let's go for Scarface Claw, the toughest Tom in town.
They also did mention him. I don't know if this series is something we can touch. They did kind of did the whole series. The problem. I'm sorry.
My poor heart.
She's Scottish, so it's all up there, I guess.
Oh my god, I read these books as a fucking kid. Slinky Malinky and shit.
Yeah, all that shit.
But I used to say it wrong because I called it Stinky Malinky.
I did not realise that was outside of New Zealand. It's from a New Zealand author, so...
I'm pretty sure it's the reason I love black cats is because of that book. And the thing is, when I was growing up, we had like two black cats. So we got the book and I was like, oh my god, it's Slinky Malinky. But I would say it wrong.
Slinkle Malinkle.
No, Stinky Malinky.
Stinky.
I don't want to hear about your Stinky Winky. Listen, you need...
Oh, goodness.
Maintain hygiene now more than ever, kids.
especially now. Wash your goddamn hands.
Wash your hands.
And you know what? Wash your penis. Like I know a lot of you aren't doing it.
You should.
All I'm going to say... is you're not cleaning yourself properly if you don't accidentally slip a finger in sometimes. It's just a fact.
He's right.
That's fair.
Do we want to turn down the path of Harry McCleary from Donaldson's Dairy, or do we want to? I got very Scottish there. Or do you want to go for something else? Because again, we have covered it, but it's your call, I guess.
I think no, it's not fair to go over it again. It's been done by.
It has been done by a filthy bastard woman that is trying to kill us though. So, like, I mean, giving you the out there.
Is there, like, a particularly whack cartoon that New Zealanders watch as a kid that they'd never question?
I mean, we don't really have our own visual media. We just sort of stole the UK and the US's.
Like, that's fair.
Until very recently, there wasn't really animation in New Zealand. We had just had still images. That was all we were allowed. it turns out it's really expensive to export every frame, so we would just get like maybe 1 in 600 or 700 of them on the screen for a while. And
so like, when you hear stories of people being like, they're like, animation cells are so rare, it's because they all got shipped to New Zealand for random people to just have in their houses instead of a television. Yeah. Don Bluth is like, I sold that shit to fucking New Zealand, I don't know what you want from it.
They've got the original Taya's Quest over there, it's fucking amazing. That's a deep cut, because that didn't even get released. So yeah, do you want to go for another one, Stefan, or do you want me to...
Okay, let's go. So we have a Sunday morning TV show called What Now? And it's
okay.
Just sort of your general sort of live-action variety sort of show around other cartoons. So you'd have like a studio audience, and which was entirely children, and then a couple of wildly underpaid 22-year-olds who are not prepared for the level of stardom they suddenly have.
Oh, we and had a they, thing like this, yeah.
Yeah. And then it, periodically they'd have gunk thrown on them, or they would, they would ask children to write into them, and they would just be horribly depressing as these kids like spout their life stories to these people who can't do anything about it. It's good stuff.
It sounds great.
What was it called again?
What Now?
I'm looking at it now. Our version of this was called Live and Kicking, which was... Ooh. Which I do want to talk about one of these years, because like Live and Kicking was, for some reason, a huge part of my childhood. But we'll get to that at another stage. Yeah, What Now? Apparently I can watch it on TVNZ On Demand, which is nice. Will it let me in? Doubt it. Probably need a cable subscription to watch this shit. Or can I just click the button?
No. You just need a VPN. That's all you'll need.
I don't even need a VPN, my dude. Just let me watch it right now.
Oh, just it's just like, yeah,
oh, wait,
no.
This video cannot be watched from your location. Damn it. Okay, fair enough. That's fine. So What Now? It seems to be some kind of variety program that kind of bridges cartoons together. And they're all very attractive, these people that do this show.
Yes.
They are.
None of them have careers afterwards.
I mean, that's
this
just
show
like...
sounds depressing.
I'm very good at making it seem that way, I must say.
It does seem like the worst thing.
Oh, is it still going? Oh,
it's
my
still
God.
Going, yeah, apparently.
I do love, like, that I have, like, the first row of images. I'm for you guys, anyone else. I want you to see if you could spot the issue with my Google search. If there's anything that seems a bit out of place to you. It's quite obvious when you see it. Kevin Hart there?
Yeah, you're talking about Kevin Hart, right? So if you Google search for What Now Show, it comes up with all the images from the show, and then a photograph of an American comedian Kevin Hart.
Oh, because he had a stand-up show called What Now.
Yeah. So from the look of things, they have segments as well. There's Pioneer Ear House, which is a satirical takeoff of Pioneer House, which is fucking ridiculous. There's Celebrity Traffic Island, which is like Celebrity Treasure Island, and I think that's my favourite, Celebrity Traffic Island, just because just people trying to get round a fucking roundabout with, you know, celebrities, and they just can't do it. That sounds great. They've also got some very good stuff. Emoji Dojo, that looks good.
There's one important part of What Now history that I really want you to have a look at. And everyone listening at home, make sure you Google this as well, which is Thingy. Thingee.
Okay. So it's like if that one Muppet, the blue one, I forget what's his fucking name. Gonzo. It looks like Gonzo. If Gonzo had sex with one of the dinosaurs from Dinosaurs,
that is the best description I've ever heard.
And this was the result of that transaction.
Well, the good news is, Owen, for you particularly, that the man behind... Well, it's not really good news. It's kind of sad, actually. But I don't think the puppet will be appearing anymore because the guy who played it
is
unfortunately dead. Yeah,
I have seen that he is, in fact, dead.
I don't want to...
He also had one eye.
He looks rad, bro. You see this fucking thing, and then there's just this dude who's like, yeah, I look like I was a pirate and I was fucking kick-ass. And then it's like, no, this is what I played, though. I hate this person. And I don't like to judge people based on their periods, but this man upsets me.
Oh, now that is Jason Gunn. Jason Gunn is one of New Zealand's most beloved television presenters, even though he does like he's going to eat your children.
Oh, so he's the Noel Edmonds of New Zealand, Jay.
That is a really, really good example. He's sort of, I think he's a talkback radio host at this point, but he is, he also has a very iconically fucking annoying voice.
Cool, very good. So how can we ruin What Now? Was Thingy a part of What Now, just out of interest?
He was. But actually, it's quite funny. Jason Gunn and Thingy's relationship is a bit like Mr. Blobby, and Noel Edmonds was involved with Mr. Blobby, right?
He was, and I know this because I remember vividly from a VHS tape that I have watched multiple times and probably scarred me for life, wherein Mr. Blobby tormented Noel Edmonds at an airport, a gym, and an IKEA. So yeah, how can we ruin this very strange content?
I need to ask Stefan something quickly before we get into it. And I apologize for interrupting. But, like, it says in the Wikipedia article, Thingy is a puppet which is used as an unofficial ambassador and icon for New Zealand's children's television. I need you to tell me that your country did not make this thing an actual unofficial ambassador.
No, this is not anything formal. This is just probably the most iconic thing from it. It's a bit like a lot like Mr. Yeah, the Mr. Blobby comparisons are quite strong. Except
I think
the
closest comparison we've got, Jay, would be Nev the Bear.
That's fair. I was going to say if it's the same as Mr. Blobby, does that mean you all hate it?
No, we do love Thingy. He's not an all powerful god of destruction like Mr. Blobby is.
He's not chaotic.
Oh, no, he's very chaotic. And canonically, he is an alien from another planet who... I can't remember why he came here, but that's actual... I believe he also, at one point, got poochied, just sort of sent back to his home planet. Also, his eye fell out in the middle of the live recording.
Yeah, I just saw that, and I was going to ask. That is traumatizing for whoever the fuck watched that.
We're wildly running out of time. We need to kind of get around to it. How can we ruin this show then? Because as the host, I do need to pull us back on track a little bit.
Explicit sex scene between Thingy and Jason John.
And we've done it. Thank you for listening to Think of the Show. No. I do like the idea of giving Thingy incredibly horny, chaotic energy, though. There is something about that. Does tickle my pickle.
It's been a while since Thingy was around, but I feel like that is a bit on brand. I can't quite remember.
Am I going to regret that actually playing Thingy Rule 34?
I mean, might, but I'm about to do it.
Yeah
we're all doing it. Come on.
I'm not even going to incognito this shit. This never ends well for us. We should stop.
Let's immediately stop this. Once again,
cowards.
I'm a coward, Stefan. Is that what you want me to admit? I'll admit I'm a coward.
Stefan, if you find anything good, feel free to send it to me, my dude. It's not going to bother me.
No, there's nothing at all. I'm disappointed in New Zealand.
I think if we give him some incredibly horny, chaotic energy, maybe he makes very offhand, almost borderline sexual PR. You need to get HR involved comments, but not quite. but you can't be mad at him. He's a puppet, and look at him. His eye fell out. You got to be nice to the guy.
It's like stuff that gets him in trouble, and it's all in good fun. Like, no one's getting
It's all in good fun. It's just
everyone's cool.
It's okay. It's very chaotic. And he's the kind of guy that if someone said anything even moderately disrespectful to women, he would pipe up and be like, "Yo, dude, that's not cool. I make jokes, but chill the fuck out.
We all know each other. We're all friends. You can't just come in and open up with that sort of thing. You got to be respectful.
That's someone's daughter. What the fuck is wrong with you?" I like that.
It's just a really weirdly wholesome,
wholesome but very horny. And you cannot forget how horny he is.
It's intense. Sometimes
intensely horny.
He fucks.
Thingy does, in fact. Fuck.
He fucks a lot. He's a machine.
Everyone in New Zealand just cried out at once, and they don't know why.
Yeah, you're welcome. If I ever go to New Zealand, which I would like to do, I'm gonna load this up onto like a boombox, and I'm gonna play it as I walk through the airport, and I'm gonna yell, and I'm gonna have a sign that says, "This is me saying that your national hero fucks," and Jason Gunn looks like a child murderer.
Just put that on a t-shirt. Thingy fucks, Jason Gunn murders children.
And now that we've done it,
I am upset because now I can never go to New Zealand.
Good news, Jay. I'm going to make that merch design as soon as this podcast is finished. And
please
with that,
do.
After
please
we've ruined do. The nation of New Zealand, thank you for listening to Think of the Children. We're going to wrap things up there for today. Thank you for joining us for our broadcast. I apologize if it ran on a little bit long. We had about 9 minutes of preamble that I had to cut, and then 5 minutes where we had technical issues. So I don't really know where this episode is going to end. We'll see when it gets to the cutting room. Thank you so much for listening to Think of the Children. Keep circulating the tapes. I want you to go over some stuff real quick. So if you want to support the show, you can do so in a number of ways. I need to open Twitter before I do this bit. If you like the show, you can go over to our Twitter page, twitter.com. It's at TOTCcast. And give us a follow. You can find out what all the stuff that's going on there. And if you do, you might also get a shout out like my friend Jay, you're going to have to help me out on this. Schwimsicle? Was that it?
Schwimsicle?
Schwimsicle. Morgana loves and appreciates Luke Skywalker. Again, please fucking get in touch. I want to know how to pronounce your name for reasons that will become, for reasons that will become very apparent in a moment. We have a Facebook page. Just search TOTC Cast. It should get you there if you want to have it in your newsfeed, along with all the fun coronavirus scary headlines that your friends and your nan have posted because they don't read the news properly and because the news media are bastards. You can also join our Discord server where you can hang out with us, submit suggestions and all that stuff. The link to that is in the show notes or on our website, which is www.totccast.com. You can also go over to iTunes to give us a review to help us climb up the algorithms. We really appreciate you doing that. The more people that review our show, the more iTunes notices it and the more it promotes it to more people. And it's just how it, it's just good, baby, because then we get more listeners and we get more suggestions. It's very good. So go, please do that. We would appreciate it. If you could like subscribe on Spotify as well, just have some engagement with however, with whatever platform you engage with the podcast. We really like that. And if you listen to us via podcatcher, I don't know, just tell your friends. If you want to give us some money, you can do that. You can head over to patreon.com/totccast and give us a small monthly donation to help keep the tiger rug nice and clean and to keep the wheels a rolling. If you do that, you can get access to some fun bonus content, as well as an exclusive patron role in the Discord, and join the ranks of our esteemed patrons, Jelly, Sarah Meaden, I need to open the fucking patron list, Jelly, Sarah Meaden, Ramona, and Tyro, and Morgana Sinak? Please, for the love of God, Morgana, get in contact. Tell me how to pronounce your name. I want to thank you properly. You're a wonderful person. Thank you so much. We also have merch. It's bit.ly/TOTC shop. Go buy some merch if you want it. We don't really make any profit off it. It's just there for you if you want to rep the show in your wild and in your home. It's really useful. I had it as a phone case for a while, and then people asked, what's that on your phone case? And I said, well, let me tell you, have you heard of this thing called a podcast? And they would say no, and I would have to explain that a podcast was like listening to the internet but for millennials, and it was worthless anyway. So before we head off, let's get the plugs out of the way. Stefan, we'll start with you. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yes, absolutely. I'd like to plug my computer into the wall to make sure it's going.
Oh, I see what you did because it has two meanings.
Yeah. Talking with Dinosaurs, the world's number one comedy dinosaur podcast hosted by a New Zealander. If you're ever in the South Island of New Zealand, I try to do regular comedy shows, but I live in the middle of buttfuck nowhere, so it's not really happening much at the moment. If you're ever down here and you want to tour the most beautiful part of the world, just hit me up. I'm generally pretty open at Ershatz on Twitter, ERSHATZ. In fact, if you see that anywhere, that's probably me.
Well, there we go. That's great. Jay, you got anything? Any plugs for yourself?
Yeah, I got a couple actually.
Please keep them brief.
I am working currently on a Star Wars tabletop podcast called Nat One with some friends from university. That will be out soon. I'm working on it this weekend, and then some people are going to quality assure test it for me. I've also started streaming to kill time. So if you want to see me get upsettingly angry at video games, if you go on to twitch.tv/comradeskittles, all one word, you can find me streaming whenever.
I forgot how fucking good your Twitch name is.
Yeah.
Oh, God. A couple of things from me then. You can follow me on Twitter at the Owen Piper for regular shit posting and memes and sad time. Big announcement then, fuck it, I guess. With the fact that I currently can't leave the house due to the current lockdown, we're bringing back Not Saving the Realm. It's a D&D actual play podcast, and we're bringing it back. We're rebooting the whole thing. First 8 episodes, burning that down to the ground. Same cast, different story. That'll be coming soon. Stay tuned for that. And so, yeah, keep your eyes open. And I think that's about everything then. Stefan, do you have any words you want to say to the people at home before we wrap things up?
I'd just like to clarify, I don't fuck lizards.
I make love to the lizards. Okay, then, so let's wrap things up. I think we're here at this vet. Stefan, real quick, this vet, do you mind if we, like, park in the car park of it? And like maybe hook up our power generator and maybe let Dave go for a wander around the forests and whatnot. Just because we need a place to like set up shop for the night.
It's not my vet, so I say fucking go for it. just don't open the back gate under any circumstances.
Again,
that's a pretty good rule of thumb for life, to be honest.
Yeah, wasn't planning on doing that, but I'll keep it in mind.
Don't worry, Stefan, if Owen goes to do it, I will kill him and feel nothing for it.
Jay, just real quick.
Yeah.
Stefan, you mind if I just quickly talk to Jay in private for a moment?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, cool. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to let him out of the van. If he fucking tries to steal any of our fucking money or our food, I want you to shoot him on sight. Do you understand? As soon as he makes a move, fucking directly in the balls.
I know, two in the chest, one in the head. I've done this before, so sick.
No, just in the balls. Fuck the head of the chest. Just, I want him to suffer. Okay.
Right.
Stefan, thank you. Let's get you out of here. Thank you for everyone listening to Think of the Children. My name's been Owen Piper.
My name has a £30 subscription fee. Please, for the love of God, pay me that £30.
My name is Stefan Ato, and I'm going to take all of your money. Goodbye. Bye.
Oh, shit, no, wait, no. Jay, get him. We got him in one. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Drink the wine. That's fine.
Well, hey there, nerd. Do you run games of Dungeons & Dragons, play the Good Sweet game, or want to but have no idea where to start? Well, come on over and listen to Crit Chat, a D&D advice podcast with a rotating cast of experienced DMs just waiting to give you all the best tips and tricks to make your games of Dungeons & Dragons the very best they can be. From how to run a campaign for first-time players to which monster in the manual is the most dateable, we've got it all. Find us by searching Crit Chat on your favorite podcast app or under podcasts on iTunes. Warning, Crit Chat is obligated to talk about goblins at least once per episode. Anyone listening to this podcast may experience feelings of desire towards them and many other fantasy creatures, including but not limited to centaurs, satyrs, the inevitable, flumps, various golems, thrycreen, animated armor, shield guardians, cadaver collectors, any and all demons, and, if you're kinky, the rug of smothering.